With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran's top leader rejects talk with the U.S. over its arms program.
Speaking to a group of officials Saturday, Khamenei did not identify the U.S. by name, but said a bullying government was persistent in its push for holding talks. His remarks came a day after President Trump acknowledged sending a letter to Iran seeking a new deal with the country to restrain its rapidly advancing nuclear program and replace the nuclear deal he withdrew America from during his first term in office. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he is strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. That comes as he's increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal. President also acknowledges he has his trade policies could possibly inflict some temporary economic pain, but even as the stock market has fallen, the president predicts long-term economic success. Also at SRNnews.com, former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says Democrats should have been willing to applaud parts of President Trump's address Tuesday night, something he knows from personal experience.
But certainly when Obama was president and I was a Republican sitting there, he would say something that you agreed with. You know, I'd often look to the person next to me and say, well, we got to stand up for that.
Campbell says Democrats did themselves a disservice when they refused to applaud any part of the president's address.
This is a new low, certainly in my lifetime and certainly in my experience, where you had nobody where they didn't stand up for that sort of thing. And as I say, it's not just human decency. It's they're ignoring self-preservation. Either that or they actually think it's popular to do this.
Campbell spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A winter storm has dumped heavy snow in northern Arizona, causing a 15-mile backup on I-40. No fatalities reported. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is falling out of favor in this country, and Michael Harrington, SRN, has more.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is touting its persecution of Christians. The communist government has released a statement saying its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They have worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, mitigating or potential threats to national security. China considers Christianity to be a cult. More online at SRNnews.com. A former federal prison inmate is now in Oklahoma custody, and with more, here is John Scott.
The state seeks to execute him for a 1999 killing in Tulsa. Federal officials transferred 60-year-old George John Hansen to state custody. The move by the U.S. Bureau of Prisons follows through on President Trump's executive order to more actively support the death penalty. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond had sought Hansen's transfer earlier this year, and new Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered his transfer last month. Drummond's office will request an execution date for Hansen later this year. John Scott reporting.
A death row inmate in Louisiana, scheduled to become the first person in the state to be executed using nitrogen gas, has asked for his capital punishment to be carried out using a more humane method. Attorneys for Jesse Hoffman Jr. argued nitrogen hypoxia is cruel and unusual punishment and an infringement on Hoffman's freedom to practice religion. You'll find more details and more stories at SRNnews.com.